Tzachim continued by the Rosh Yeshiva Chav Ches Adar Aleph Hitov Shem Mem Vav, March 9, 1986, on Sunday continued.
But here it's a question of the Geraisim. So what's the difference whether it's Efker or it's Oyesh? In other words, somebody walks on this. He has to work. He has to go to Shul. Let's say you live in the country. So there it's all no grass, you know. So he walks. He has to walk on grass. So if, let's say, the roads, cars ride the road and Sakone to walk on the road and whatever, so then it's Voyaksha. So there is no other alternative to walk except on the lawns, you know, on the grass. So then Rabbi Yude is a contradictory to not walk on grass. It's not walk on grass. But suppose there is a sidewalk, and you can walk on the sidewalk, then he's not allowed reception. He's not allowed to walk on grass. And according to one girl say, if he does walk on grass, the reception, and he walks out grass, he's higher house. So you have to understand it, Moniksha. Either it's also or it's mutter, why should it make a difference? Well, it's Efsha or it's so apparently, the whole, and what is the whole reason is why Rav Shimon says that Dovah Shem is Chavon is Nidah. The Mora doesn't mention it as a Kosov. Why do you say Dovah Shem is Chavon is Nidah? And it's Mutah and Kolat HaYekor. It's Mutah and Kolat HaYekor. No issue. Dovah Shem is Chavon, if it's not the Psikreishe, if it's not the Psikreishe, it's Nidah. But, yes, what do you
want? What's the difference, Shabbos or any other rest of Mitzvah? By Jonathan's
family. Because by Shabbat there is a special Jota Kosher of Melachas Machsheves.
What's in there?
Melachas Machsheves, no.
No, what's the Pasuk?
Melachas Machsheves. Isn't it in this Sefer that we just read? There is the Alpuse of Shabbos and Mishkan, and by Mishkan it's mentioned in yesterday seven, Ubacharishes seven Mimalis, Ubacharishes eight, Lasis the Homelechas Machshavas. And that's all we learn out the Melochas from the Mishkan. What is the Meloche? Whatever type of work prevailed in the Mishkan, so that is the Meloche. And the work that prevailed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so was the Melachas Machshavas. So that means by Shabbos there is the Alochas Melachas Machshavas.
So what?
Anyway, so and Gemara doesn't mention according to Rav Shimon it's as a question. But Rav Shimon says Dovah Shem is Chavon is Muta. And Rav Yehuda is also made a Dovah Shem is Chavon is Muta by way of Shah. So what is the reason? And why is there a distinction according to Rav Yehuda between Efsha and Voyefsha? What is it? Voyefsha doesn't mean Voyefsha. It means in his regular routine it's Voyefsha. Let's say he wants to go somewhere to shul or visit someone on Shabbos. He's in the country. So if there is a sidewalk, then it's Efsha, according to Rav Yehuda. But if there is no sidewalk, so there is soil adjustment. It's a difference. Apparently, the whole aloha, now there is aloha of misasage. There is aloha of misasage. Misasage is by Shabbos, misasage is potter, and in quarter, full of misasage is potter. Only by halogin varayas, misasage is higher. We call it shachinen. But by other instrument, let's say, shechetchut, somebody is misasage in shechitas chut. Let's say he had two behemoths before him. He had two behemoths before him. One behemoth was the behemoth king, and the other behemoth was the behemoth kosher. Now if somebody in Shech Tkotim Bechutz is Chayv Kosh, and if she gave, he's Chayv Ahad. Suppose he had two behemoths, Ech Behemoth Chum and Behemoth Kosh, and before him. And he was Mishabein to Shech, let's say, the Behemoth Chum. But then, Nishmi to Yodei, and inadvertently, instead of Shechtim, the Behemoth Chum, he was Shech and Behemoth Kosh. That's Mishas. So maybe he's put out the call. He's put out the call. And by Shabbos, so of course, Nisas is his put out. Who is so having Nachas with his Yechayke? The Lord is each of the Yishofo, so Shabbos is put out. If somebody goes outside and he's traveling, and he forgets that he's packet, he has changed, he has this, he has that, he forgets and he walks, he's not a Chayav HaKadosh, even if he walks through that, he carries the whole day, because Machinic, it's Nisazi. Now, Kabbalah Mishuvah mentions the big Chiddush. And Kabbalah Mishuvah mentions the big Chiddush. Just a few minutes. He mentions the big Chiddush. He says that there is a basic distinction between the din of Nisazi in Shabbos and Nisazi in Falatel Torah. Let's say Shabbos. Nisazi in Shabbos. So it's not only Ptur of Kol, it's a Koy of Mansabeh. If somebody carries in his pocket many things, but he doesn't know of it, so then it's no Mansabeh in the eyes. No Abeh at all, nothing. As if he didn't do it wrong. Mashin Chim Flatter Kule that we learn out. From Mashiach to Gok, after Misase, that he knows. Thank you, Warren. Chrises?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, for tomorrow, we'll go over the Mishnah in Shvises Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Chela Bnei Salifonot. And then, the Gemara up to the Omid Beis, so we Chabim Lichticha Di Yisure. Chabim Lichticha Di Yisure. And the same Gemara you have in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis. So there the Gemara says, Ashechotobo, not Ashechotobo. Pratu Misasage. So that's the first question that Misasage is potter. Misasage is potter. So Frigga says, in Kratzer Kule it's only Ptur of Kor, but in my Sabere it is. So I heard from my father a riot from the Ramban, negative of the Vila. Where is the Ramban? It's here, no? Hamisasi bichlovin barayas is chayev shachinen. I'm finishing. The Rambam tells us that we should be out of the place of the South. Habua levon narayas kinisasik, אף על פי שנקדנושה לכך חייב, תכין לחייב אלבן ובשניאס. אומר אברון, חייב אלבן ליבטי, לא מור, קור מנקד, אין צורך משניאס וסינקד. So the Rebbe says, every Nisas is the Shady Rosa. So we shrink in the Gabi Arayis, there is a few problems. So there's the Aloche. You call it the Nisas, he's Potter of Korn. And I wouldn't be Arayis. So he's Chayel Korn. But Chayel Korn, there is no Korn B'Shedik anyway. So what's the relevance of Nisas Chayel? There's the Rebbe discussion. So his Mishnah says, the pshat in the Rambam is chayev, chayev l'shamayim. Shkosheyit is ma'is ha'beira and mitz kapore. So he says, so misase can call it a kule, so it's not chayev l'shamayim, it's no ma'is ha'beira. Mashayim kim b'chlovim v'arayis. Bishayit misase k'shachin ene, it is a ma'is ha'beira. So the Rambam says b'feresh, not like a b'leya. That only Bachlovim Varayas is Chayel HaShemayim, but in Kroatel Kolei is not in Chayel HaShemayim, not like Abdeleya. So we see that the Nisasek is Mufkir Ma'is Aveira in Kroatel Kolei. So the Pshat Nisasek is, alright, true, Hashachot of the Pshat Nisasek. But if there is a Kosov, is declaratory that when somebody, let's say, when Shvuti Chutz, yes, to Behemoth, the Behemoth spring on the Behemoth, and the Behemoth coaching before him, and then he's having to check this Behemoth, and Nishm to Yodin he checks this Behemoth, so it's no nice Avere, because it's not even, it's considered like Nasis Meilo. Nasis Meilo! Meilo! If it's by itself, it happens. As if it is Nazis Meiro, as if the Shrite, as if the Shrite, the famous coaching, was Nazis Meiro. That's the Xerxakos. So the Meile, Rapshinen says, Domoshin is having his mutter. It's not a Mais Aveir. Why? Because King is not his having, so it's not his Mais. Then, he didn't do it as a voluntary agent, as a god. It's like Nasis Meila. And the Judah says, it all depends. If it's Epshia, so then he can avoid it, so then it's considered his mice. But if it's Loya Epshia, so then the Judah is also made it that he is in Nisas. So the reason is why the Russian is having his mutter, because in Nisraven is considered Nisas. Rav Shimon holds even in the case of Epshia, when Chavon is considered Nisasei, and Rav Yehuda holds only Lo Epshia is considered Nisasei. But Epshia is not considered Nisasei. Now we can understand the connection between the Chiso Levavko and the Shaile in Hanoya Golo Bal Korche. So he says, because here, the Chiso Levavko, Vidosho Ksheiro, why Sheiro? Because Lava Baby, because Asheruba Bo means if there is an Abeide was done by the Bayon in the ego. Not if an Abeide was done by itself, but in Shabim Shetir Kiteish, so then it's considered that the Bayon did the Abeide. So that's the Kashi. But according to Abaye, I will review the sins. Since the mice is important thing, and so in the case of Loyevshia, it's considered Nasis Meilov, so even if he puts in Kabone, so it's still considered Nisasei. So it's still considered Nisasei. And if, 1 second, please! And if he is Nisasei, so it's considered like Nasis Meilov, so it shouldn't be possible. So that's really
question.
So it shouldn't be possible! Shouldn't be possible. Okay, okay. Mr.
Minkin
said there is something I have to
tell. Shir Mem Aleph Msachim, Melarosh Yeshiva Chavtes Adar Aleph Etov March 10th, 1986, on Monday.
We have to welcome a Chavi. Olam Rebleyek. Yosha. Nearly for 8 minutes to come in. Wir haben die Vorrecht, die Kuh auch mit Koi auf Beide der Robben. Denn wenn die Gemorren, die ich nicht einmal sehe, die Kuh auch mit Loi Esche erleben und Habe, Kuh auch mit Gide die Schere, so Kuh auch mit Nien, auf Beide in der Robben, am Mene, der ist Mutter. Der ist Mutter. Wenn man tut die Schore, eine oder Pschina. Und die Dörde sind die Kolaum oder Trüge, Bein oder Jude, Bein oder Pschina. Because they call them to the first Loschen. So, the Machleke between the Jude and the Pschina, I mean, a little bit of it. So, according to the first Loschen, what they say is, that the Machleke between the Jude and the Pschina is in respect to Epshavarim. So then, in such case, Epshimi says it's Muta. Iloy Epshavarim Komechavim. So Epshimi says it's Muta. But Epshavarim Komechavim, Epshimi is later than that. So how can the Gemara say, Iloy Epshavarim Komechavim Kulaone, Bein Rebude, Bein Rebude, that it's Muta according to Rote? So, that's the Machlechim between Rebude and Epshimi. That only Rav Shimon says Lo Yafshar Lo Mechavim is Muta, but Rav Yehuda holds Lo Yafshar Lo Mechavim is Osa. So when the Gemara says in the first Loshon Kol Alma Ufrige, it means Bein Abaye, Bein Rove Amede, that according to Rav Shimon Lo Yafshar Lo Mechavim is Muta, but according to Rav Yehuda, Rav says it's Osa. Lo Yafshar Lo Mechavim Kol Alma Ufrige, which can come here with Torah, the Kol Alma Koya Abaye the Rove. Well, if we can show I'm a Rav Shimon, the Rav Yehuda also, the Rav Meir Kipruch, the Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, the Lo Yepsha, 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 so when the Rav Shimon say, according to Rav in the first Loshim, the Rav Shimon is having Muta only by Lo Yepsha, Lo Yepsha, and Rav Yehuda is Chilei, so that means the account of Rav Yehuda, even by Lo Yepsha, Lo Yepsha, it's also כדאמרי, לא יפשר ולא ימחבי, לכולה על מדישורי, שלגמור עושה זה מסקנד לושן, לא יפשר ולא ימחבי, לכולה על מדישורי, סודר לכולה על מדיז, בין רב יהודה, בין רב שם. Of course it also means בין אביי and brother Amede, it's Rashi for itself, but it also means לכולה על מדיז, בין רב יהודה, בין רב שם. damit wir haben gesagt, ich soll eigentlich auch meine Rebüde der Rebschimen wie Yosei Shafi die Biege der Amra wie Hoda Binoki Telema Shem Ishane Veloshen Rishen. So in other words, in the second Loshen he only mentions what the second Loshen and what point the second Loshen disagrees with the first Loshen. So I'm not going to show you what I'm saying, but I'm not going to say that if you're in the Chabay, Likula or Meosea, because that is considered by the first Russian group. Well, my way is, so this time it takes for Baba Baikar, that all the shame were bothered with. Here, in the Epshal of the Chabay, Lo Yepshal of the Chabay, so Lo Yepshal of the Chabay, Kulalma Lepliga Vishore, but neither Rav Shimon with Sikrei Shevul Yomus. So how is one allowed to walk in the street where the Yidik Chobim are burning incense? If it's a Sikrei She, he'll enjoy the incense. So then even Rav Shimon may also. So Tehishis Tayat, so that Kashi is raised by all Hashem. And they are, so they are, different root. Taste austerities that the whole sugi here of Amoya Bolodibal Korhei has reference to the case where the Amoya is not Vara. It's a possibility of Amoya, but it's not a Vara. So it says, Umayreki in Lahabe Psikreishe, so the Psikreishe made a Rapshimen. So what does it mean? He goes in the street, the example mentioned by all the shaman here, that he goes in the street and the Kohen are burning incense. Now, if he walks in the street, so it's not the Vadai that will enjoy the incense. The possibility of enjoying it. Every time there is fragrance, so the person enjoys it, sometimes he doesn't enjoy it. So Mele, that's why we say, so but suppose the situation is such that he will unavoidably enjoy the fragrance, then it's awesome. That's what he says. The situation in the Rapshimen, the letter in Neymar, that is Tracy Shaw, or maybe it is not a test. That here, the more has reference to the case where there is a situation where it's a bad eye that when he walks in the street where incense is being burned, so he will definitely, without any question, enjoy the incense. Definitely. But then you rest. No. Of course, there it's a derisive, enjoying the incense of Abba Zohar. The subtlety of the self. But after all, the Gemara doesn't mention that case. Rashi mentioned it. But the Gemara doesn't mention it. Maybe Abaye Rabbah don't have reference to a case where, let's say, he walks through the street. But Abaye Rabbah has reference to another case, whether one is allowed to drag benches, chairs, and a carca floor. So it's a situation when you drag a bench and a carca floor that you will make a chritz, but it's only a nisar rabor. Why is it a nisar rabor? Because it's klachayat, it's got a natural way of making a chritz. You use a certain instrument that is especially adapted. That is especially shovel, you see, especially adapted to digging, but not with the chair. So it's lachayat, so it's only or some of the rabbonon. So, and by the rabbonon, so Dovashim is Chavnu is mutar, even if there is a situation. So, as a matter of fact, from this basis, it's mashma, it's a chesh. The very coming up is a show of Rabshin and Mishun Dehoche. Meyer mit der Kelim, der Leiter ist der Rabbonon, Schuchit der Klachayat, die die Roma mit der Tiro, der Beschweiz im Eisalo mit der Reise, die Mille, Klein und Zufor. Na gut, after all, the Gemara doesn't mention the example, the case of walking in the street where the Chavim are burning in Sashi Moshe. Maybe the Gemara does not deal with such a situation. The Gemara deals with another case of being given a meat or kiss in this episode, so there it's only rabbon, because the Gemara mentions a mile, klayim, supor, there is the vice. But, and this is its mashma, that if not for these rayes, we could apply the Gemara, the machlek, the vayim, rabbi, to Yisuke rabbon. So mele, then, it could deal with the case where there is a situation, but made a rabbinic situation. So the situation is considered as having, so that the rabbon, it should also be also. So it's much more, in this day is less, that the aloha of the situation is also only applies to the aloha of the raisi. It does not apply to the aloha of the rabbon. There is such a shita. The Mognabron, in Simen Shindu Dalet, Chashabes mentions it from a Sadeshin. And the Thomas Sadeshin says that by Nisa Rabbon, by Shmuz, so Dovashim is Chabun is Muter, even if there is a situation. And the Mogabon is Masikanichi. The Miri in Shabbos, and Misach Shabbos, that Chok Tess, the Sugya of Mavlichim, so there the also the Gemara discusses the Roshim Yisravim, the situation, and so on. I mean, the Gemara discusses the Roshim Yisravim, but then the Roshim discusses the situation. So the Midyari mentions Sotishiketu. So there is a translation, and not that it's the Midyari Shiketu, but he mentions Sotishiketu. And also the Kedusha Midyari, the Midyari in Shabbos, the Kuk phase of Gimel, he also mentions the Shiketu. That by Shvus the Rabbonim, the Russian is having his nuclear, even in the early situation. With Luke, it's mashma from this is that way. It's mashma from this is that way. So, the lecker remain not up to the pleasure show of Shimen, you should not have the way to think of the Rabbonim, you should have to hire up, you want to hear, and you should have to make a rice in the crime keeper. It's all a clima, the whole Hanukkah, the Maise, we have a situation. In other words, he deals with the righteous, as Rashi says. He says, if somebody walks in the street and they have him a burning incense, but it's not a very bad eye that he'll enjoy. Maybe he won't enjoy. Sometimes, you know, certain fragrances annoy a person, he doesn't enjoy. Maybe he will and maybe he won't, especially without the incense. So that depends, that varies from person to person. Certain people so like it very much, and some people can't stand it. I, for example, I can't stand incense. So I mean, so maybe there is a, my knowledgeably, done the creation, that I became a hippie. But a Chinese doctor is burning incense. My God, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. But it does relax. It does relax. But the fragrance I can't stand. It's nauseating as far as I'm concerned. And some people enjoy it. So in other words, here, the Gemara is reference to cakes, so it's not allowed. It's not allowed. So, that's what Tesis says. Now, so how is it mashma? From this Tesis. From this Tesis, it's mashma. The Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Tumas Adesh. I mean, the Shita that the Mormon considers as the Shita Tchut, as a strange, bizarre Shita, and these Deichet. But from Tesis, it's mashma. But let's look into the Rosh now, you know. On the Rosh, the second column, the fifth line from the top. Itma, Noa, Bol, Lodom, Balkor, Abayo, Mamuta, Baroba, Maros, Efsha, Vikom, Haven, Loy, Efsha, Vikom, Haven, Kulal, Melipligid, Rosh, Loy, Efsha, Vikom, Haven, Kulal, Melipligid, Shor, Umayre, Bidle, Havet, Secretion. In Shiochel listing Nechiro, Shoyen and Nareach. This is Kreishe. So he says like this. But there is an additional expression, which we discussed. The Psikreishe Havek and Mishave, the Holy Surah de Reis. Doesn't he emphasize the Holy Surah de Reis? He should say the Holy Surah. Why did he say the Holy Surah de Reis? So that tends to imply like the Tumas Adesh and Shiva. So, the Shita of the Masadeshan is not so bizarre. The is matret completely. But it's not so bizarre at all. You see, I mean, that the Amiri mentions it, and even though it appears from the Amiri, he doesn't agree with the Shita. And this Loshin Tzimashma from the Rosh Loshin Tzimashma. So, it's not such a... It's not the Shita Siyachim, the Shita of the Tumas Adesh. So then he said, "The Kreishe Habe, his Ham Chosu Reis, Chiklige Beefsha Bulim Chava, with a good Dama Dosh and his Ham Osa, Long of Kigid Osa, the Libre Rashim Kigi. Wikidam Rashim Chava, and Zuch the Rabbi Rashim and Kigi Rashim Chava by my mother, the Rodom Rosa, the Kaimulum Kiroben, like you said, in Loshman, because the Gemara says, Tiyuk de the Rodom Nishnekam. So in other words, we pass them like Rode and like the second Rosh. But here, so the Rosh says the same thing as Thesis, because the Rosh says something the Thesis doesn't say. Thesis says, here I deal with the cases where there is no situation. So we could explain it. In other words, he's walking in the street and he's cutting off burning incense. And it's nothing bad, I just will enjoy it. Maybe he won't enjoy it. Maybe he will be annoyed by the reach of the incense. Maybe he will be annoyed by the Rosh or something else. In other words, incense is a vada that when one inhales incense, he enjoys it. He enjoys it. How is it? I am annoyed by it, okay, so I am a bizarre person. But it seems that it's a vada. When you inhale incense, so you enjoy it. But why is it a tzikreshe? Because he can stuff up his nostrils. But is Abayi the Rabbi dealing with the case when the person stuffs up his nostrils? Not Mashiach. That they are dealing with the case. Because if he stuffs up the nostrils, then there is no shayla altogether. Then he definitely will not enjoy it. So the Rosh says a big chiddush. Even though he didn't stuff up his nostrils, but in view of the fact that he can stuff up his nostrils, so mele, it's considered in its situation. It's considered by Hashem. Why? But he didn't stop up his nostrils. So what if he could? What be yode? So it be yode. But Allah be yode, yeah. And the taste is a Rashbo, that's not a Flimina Deres, that's the taste of Shams. That's Rav Shimshon ben Avraham, the Rash. Says the same thing like the Rosh. But it's very difficult. No, I don't have to go with the whole Loshin because that will take time, but you will look it up in the taste of Sarash 4, you will see it. Now anymore. A similar concept is expressed by Rashi in Zvach. So the Gemara says the bottom of the Omer Omer Shmuel HaMisnad of Yayin, so it's such a thing as Nisach HaYayin with his Hamilah. So one could be Misnad to the Nisach HaYayin. That's a call. Nisach HaYayin is a call. HaMisnad of Yayin may be a Mizal Fiyal Gabriel. Somebody is misnadi yayu. So it has to be poured and the fire oven is there. So maybe umizalfi al gabirish. My tanya. How do you know that it has to be poured and the fire oven is there? Omakrob yayin takhet venesay masech venesach hatiyoin ishereach nechech oish. Ishe. There is a lot. There I say, Ish Tomit, Tukatawam is there, Lois Yod. So if somebody extinguishes the fire of the Mizbeach, is there a lot? How can he pour the Yain on the Mizbeach? He will extinguish the fire, so he will allow the Yain. So the answer is, he will not extinguish the fire altogether. He'll be mechabed miktas. In other words, the fire will not be as big as it was before he poured the yayin. So it's kibul miktas roish meki. Will not be. But mechabed kibul miktas roish meki. Eini, v'omar, Rav Nachman, omar al rabbi, hamiri gacheles, noam gam beach, v'chibo chayim. If somebody takes down one gacheles, one coal, and he extinguishes that coal, so his height melts. And the Gemara assumed that the Mizbeach are many gacheles, and by extinguishing fire, one gacheles, his height. So we see, kibul mitzas lo shmei, that kibul mitzas shmei. In other words, that the Rav Nachman is reference to the case where a single gachless was the only gachless on the tachbun is there. So mele, it's kibu bikulei, not kibu miksas. But if there are many gacholim and he extinguishes miksas, one gachless, it's not us. And the Nagel Halter, he's the boy same. In other words, true, there is a law of Ishtam to come to Beach, that's if he doesn't do it in Mitzvah. But if he does it in Mitzvah in the course of Havas Kov, so it's neat in that way. So then there is no Yisrael of Loisiel. So then, we can skip a few lines. The third line from them. Very tiny. Yain esaf lisfolin. That the yain has to be poured into the sefer. Sefer is like a drain, you know, a pipe. So, oyin el rishi. Maybe you have to pour it on the bea. Amrat royirbe. So there's a Jewish price that you are nasechat lisfolin. Not on me there. Lukash, Horabude Rabshin. In other words, there is a machlekes between Rabude Rabshin, where the Roshin is Chabin is Osea, Roshin is Chabin is Mutea. That's a machlekes in Kratos Bula. It applies to Shabbat, it applies to Klein, it applies to Nozia, it applies to the Lab of Eshtam, it took on the Achleisio. So according to the price that says that Yain is ki, Yain Esach is lisfolin, not Lishin, because Lishin would involve the Nisa of Lishirbe, goes according to Rav Yehuda, the Roshin is Chavein, is Osa. So maybe you can pour it on the Mechai of Mezbeach, to the Mechai of Gehol. But Shmuel, he agrees with the Shita of Rapshina. So really there is no problem with Lois Yerbe because he's not mishaving to the Mechav. He's not mishaving to the Mechav. So Mele is moved. So remember the Shmuel of Rapshina is really when my Shmuel Mechav and Gachar from Abba Shoram is also in the Zook of the Rabbi. Ah, Abba Lui Gachar Shmeitz. But because Gafra Shalim's involved in the ice, these are the night of Chevshin and Sivale, so it's Moroshan Tzuchel Gufo, Atul Gafra Shalim's Name. One is a general aloha and the Dorosh is Ham is with a collateral. And this aloha is Shmuel Paskos like a Pshinen. Then the Pshinen is Chilkan of Gide, in regard to Shabbos, as well as Moroshan Tzuchel Gufo is higher, Moroshan Tzuchel Gufo is Potter. So Gide says the Moroshan Tzuchel Gufo is higher, Pshinen says the Moroshan Tzuchel Gufo is Potter. In other words, there is no Yisrael of Eis Moro Tzuchel Gufo. And that aloha, Shmuel doesn't pass for Eis Moro Tzuchel Gufo. Alright. Now. Now, Oz Gesheni, Esti Kashe, how does the Gemara say? That the Jews in Estuai, Shmuel says, that it's Muter to pour the wine. And the Mizbeach, because the Roshim is Chavim, but it's made of Roshim in Pesikreishim. So some Roshim will be there, it's not. Every time you pour and the Mizbeach, so it will extinguish. Sometimes you pour and not even one gachless is extinguished. But Rashi was also bothered by this Kashi. Look at your Rashi. The third line is from the end. Horeb Shinsu. Shmuel Krebshin, the Chidin Bein Yitzchavim Mil Beis, in Lissir Berai Yol of Lesia, Lemeka Mashiyuse Dishem, Mishmikushe Lissir, Vim Tema Psikrishu Lissu, Efshar Gemizalef Lei Betitun Dakis Neid, Pilkach Zinamen Nechabe Betitun Gaseis, Dova Shem Yitzchavim. Rashi doesn't do the terrace, because here we are doing the case where it's not a Psikrishu. Actually, it's another time. He says, because when is it a psikreishe, if you pour, you know, tipis gases, let's say in the form of a jet, you know, keep on pouring, in the form of a jet, so then it's a psikreishe that it will extinguish the fire. But suppose you drip drop by drop, you drip drop by drop, then you won't extinguish the fire. Only with the gases in the form of a jet, if you pour. So then it's a secretion. But the tipping dakes, so it's not a secretion. So one would expect Rashi to say, so Mele Shmuel only allows him to pour the tipping dakes. Rabbi Rashi doesn't say that. So Efshar bin Zalef le bitipun gakis meit, drab by drab, hilkach namen mechabe bitipun gaseis, the Russian is fine. What's this law? It sounds strange, but we have here a very important principle enunciated, that if it's possible to do the maise, so that it will not entail a maise isa, so even if he does it in such a way that he entails the Maisi Yisrael, it's still considered a Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, so apparently the Rosh in the case of Sarash Bo in Sochim agree with Rashi's concept. Since it's possible to walk in the street and stuff up the nostrils, so then he will not enjoy it. So the Mele is considered in Yitzchavim, even if he doesn't stop at the Nasr. Just as Rashi says here, since it's possible to pour the Kippin Dachim, and from the situation, so even with his gases, he's not considered a situation. He's considered in Yitzchavim. So here too, since it's possible to walk in the street with the Nasr stopped up, so there won't be a psikreishe, so even if he doesn't stop at the nostrils, he's still considered a mishap. But we have to understand. The Gemara says, Mega Rabshinen psikreishe oyot. So what is psikreishe? Psikreishe is emotion. Psikreishe oyot is emotion. In other words, chop off the head and not bend it. It's impossible. So, somebody, I went and said, Michelle, and we all here to know that is a classic example. In other words, as Rashi over the Shem mentioned, Zikreshayon, somebody who behaves the Chrish Tipe, he wants to have the head of the bird for his child to play with. So he will chop off the head of the Tipe and chop it. He will say, I'm not doing anything wrong, but the Rochen kills the Shem. I'm not misfounded to death in the Tipe. My child will enjoy the Tipe even more if he doesn't have it. He should come in alive. I always have to chop up the head. So he said, no. That's impossible. We chop up the head of the Tipe. Certain picture magazine of that week, and there they had a picture of the chicken whose head was chopped off. And it was so very. So I told him, that's not life. In other words, the chicken was jerking, I'm not thinking. That's what the Mishnah always says. It's in the first page. That this guy, I mean, if the Baal Chai, the head was chopped off, and so then it's mitame, to Musnadele, even though he jerks, because that's not a manifestation of life. It's like the jerking by this, not Otoye, I forgot the English name for Otoye, it's a certain kind of a rector. It's a reptile. So when you cut off the tail, so even after you cut off the tail, so you'll notice a certain locomotion, certain movements of the muscles in the tail. It's a certain kind of a reflex. But it's not a manifestation of life. So the jerking done by Baal Chai after the head was chopped off is not considered a manifestation of life. The station of life. It's a certain kind of a muscular movement. You know, you can, through electricity, you can stimulate certain things. So he had to, even a few moments after the death, so it still makes certain muscular motions. That's not considered life. So this is the example. I mean, according to the secret rules, it's impossible. So what's the pshat? So we can explain it in two ways. What's the law of secret? In other words, when you cut off, chop off the head of a chicken. So there are two mice. One mice is the chopping off the head of the chicken. The second mice is deadening the chicken. He is misharping to chop off the head of the chicken. He is not misharping to deaden the chicken. But since mice number one, chopping off the head of the chicken, necessarily entails mice number two, so then the carbone that he has in respect to mice number one is attributed to mice number two. Even though the Messias, he intended only mice number one, not mice number two, but mice number one necessarily entails mice number two. Some melee the carbone to mice number one is attributed, relates to mice number two. So it's considered Mishkan. Or Pshat is different. Not then when mice number one entails mice number two. So the carbone to mice number one is attributed to mice number two. But if it would be possible to cut off the head of the chicken or the bird and not kill the tzipah thereby, so then I would say cutting off the head of the tzipah is one mice. Deadening the tzipah is another mice. But since it's impossible to cut off the head of the tzipah and not deadening it, so it's kind of hard, so it's the same mindset. So then it's just semantics when you say, this I is having this mindset, not the other mindset. It's kind of hard, it's the same identical mindset. Apparently, that's the Shita of Rashi. That's the Shita of the Tesh Hashem, which is part of Rosh Hashanah, and Sochem. And the Shita of the Rosh Hashanah. So it's not the Shita of Yoch. So we have three Rishayim who have the same sheep. and we'll soon see maybe the other Rishayim who have the same sheep. Not that they hold that the Pshat expression is not if you are having to cut off the head of the tzipah, and that necessarily entails the denim of the tzipah. So the carbone to Maise number one is attributed, is Nishyachis to Maise. Is Mishiyachas Maisha number two? Not very much. But since it always entails Maisha number two, so Maisha number one and Maisha number two are synonymous with each other. It's not two different Maisha. It's China. So when you say, I'm only Mishabe to Maisha number one, you are actually talking some semantics. It's China for semantics. Says, when can you say it's time and a half? If it's impossible to do mice number one without entailing mice number two. But if it is possible to do mice number one without entailing mice number two, so then it's a riot that is two separate things. Even if he does it in such a way that mice number one will entail mice number two. If the mitzvah has been that every time you pour wine and fire. So, whether you pour it in the form of a jet, or you pour it drop by drop, so the mitzvah would be agreed that the fire has to be extinguished, then I couldn't say pouring wine upon the fire, upon the holy is one end, and extinguishing the fire is another. It's enough. But since it's possible to pour wine and the holy without extinguishing it, if you pour it drop by drop, so that's a riot, that is two separate things. If it's two separate things, there is no aloha. So even if you pour it in between gasolines, where it's a certainty that it will entail the extinction of the holy, but it's still considered a mishap. So there's the pshat in the Hefei Shams and in the Rosh. In other words, if it had been impossible to walk in a place where incense is being burned without enjoying it, then walking in the street and enjoying the incense would not be considered a special blessing. It would can be considered he walks in the street. So that means he is engaged in the act of inhaling the reyach of the incense. So it will be considered miskavet. He certainly miskavet well. So that necessarily entails enjoying the incense. So it would be hanah, it would be miskavet. For since it's possible to walk through the smell of incense without enjoying it, let's say if he stops up, it's not stored. He stops up, it's not stored. So in melee, it's not the same. As a matter of fact, the Rosh could have said, suppose he has a very bad cold. So then he will not enjoy the incense. If he has stopped up nose because of the cold. So he mentioned stopped up nose because cotton, put cotton, but it doesn't make any difference. So in other words, since sometimes you can walk through the burn of the environment or the medium of burning incense and not enjoy it, stop up or you have a good cold or so whatever. So it's a lie that it's not the same thing. It's two separate things. And if it's two separate things, so we say the version is fine. So it's a big kuna that she gave the Rashi. Most Shevim don't agree with that she separate. According to them, the pshat in the situation is that he, even if it's two separate things, but if the mitzvah is that Maisa number one necessarily entails Maisa number two, the way he does it, so then the kavone, as the Maisa number one, is a tribute that relates to the Maisa number two. Okay, now let's go back to the basics. We come back to it. In other words, one could say that lo yefsheh means impossible. What would be impossible? In other words, if it was shown to be second to the precious. Something like that. It doesn't have to be that good. But it will become sick or whatever. So he said, no, it doesn't mean that he'll become sick. So let's say, in other words, he has to go to work. So Loyefsha doesn't mean if he doesn't go to work one day, so he'll be fired and he'll be starving and he'll have to be in halalah. But he mean that way. But it will not be the usual situation. From the point of view of his ordinary routine, he goes every day to work. If one day he will not come to work, so it will be deviating from the regular pattern. So anyway, that's considered Loyefsha. The Shilcha Union, the cookies, Choshit Loyefsha. Why we say the Epsha? He must have annoyed. He must have annoyed. In other words, he could do it out the table. Out the table. So the answer is, but that involves a bit tilt. The whole Dabun Shiva is coming now in the Bitzkhil of the Shabbos. The Kamala Rabbil so Dilas needs the Bai Psua. So then, it will involve a chaburizdam. So, according to Shimon, it's mitzvah because even though he's made it down, but he's not mischabur. So, melee, it's doshim mischabur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovish Mishchavim is Osher, so it's Osher. Achagav Dulei Adulei Efshel Dulei Mechavik. Efshel Dulei Mechavik. And according to the second Roshim, in the Gemara, so Dulei Efshel Dulei Mechavik, even Rabbi Yehuda is made a Dovish Mishchavim is Mitzah. So if we say that Dulei Efshel means Dulei Efshel, so there it cannot be Baal as a psula, a little Shabbos. But if we say that Tloy Epsham means something that is deviating from the regular routine, some melee, so there it's also Yosh. It's all Lima, that we should get your Abiyami. Not like the second Russian Yom Tov. One man at Litvi. In other words, so the Gemara discusses the case of Kriras, Mito Kisi Disatfa, and Shabbos. So, a Kisi Godel and a Kisi Kotl. So, a Kisi Kotl is Epsha. All he has to do is just pick it up and carry it. With ease, but a Kisi Godel, so. Suppose he is a strong man, so he can't pick it up, but it will become knocked out if he has to carry a bed like this over his head. So melee, so the question is, so that it's so Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are not allowed to be melee and the karka floor, not only kisi kotl, where it's epsha, but even a kisi godl, that it's loy epsha, you're not allowed. Not allowed. Achal gav di seise, then there's another amele in Israel. Achal gav di seise, my goma, so not feel the machine. Jemmy said, in case of famine, so he's it's Osea, where it's Epsha, where it comes from. So even Rav Shimon is made that it's Osea. The even Rav Shimon is made that it's Osea. And in other words, like the first Lashon, like holding the first Lashon here. But in case of Loi Epsha, so then it's stolen Machleket between Rav Shimon and Jude, and the Kong Rav Shimon, it's mutable Kong Rav Jude, it's Osea. So the more says the Yufte, from the Mishnah of Klein, to Yufte the Rabbi Yomir. But that only refutes one point by Rabbi Yomir, that in case of Epsha, even Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Osa. But the other point mentioned, the other aloha mentioned by Rabbi Yomir, that according to Rabbi Yude, it's Osa, even Ishab, and even Loya Psha, that was not refuted. Some melee, that Gemara, the Sugin Subes, accords with Rabbi Yomir's halacha, that according to Rabbi Yude, even Loyev Shabbalun Chavin Yosef, and that there is not enough. The Omba Bule Machlik and Piktana within the Agrosa Shibishu. We could smile to show up in Epsha, the other Epsha, and they in my new Epsha. And the Gorbas did a hack of Muta, finally put some back on the Roche, we have to have him go on the TV to show up. Now we have to go over there tomorrow. Gemara in Shabbos, the Koptes on the face. The reish is a knesses of God's rock, place in Bobber. Kora sat sole leile merabion yerab. So on Shabbos, he was scared. He sat so on the bench in the presence of Rabion yerab. But when you are gay, he sat so. So then, you make roots. Shabbos is also written law. Amalei, so Rabbi Yomi Rabbi said, Kiman Trapshina. Why do you do that? Because you etched out Trapshina is a lot of dollars and it's having to do. Who's the dollar of Shina? They do it. It's big time, you but you are here, it's small bags. You could easily pick it up and carry it like this instead of dragging it on the floor. So Shimon is only making a big bench. It's a bed. I take it like this. So it's a great hardship to pick it up. But the Tanya, you are dragging it. It's also costly. So that's it, but Shimon is not matter. Version is coming in the case of Epshel. So that's what you mean. That's what you mean. Okay, you do it. But if you mean a skill coming, you're not only a mach like a big time. So then the beauty says that it's also. Our beginning will happen with the reading the beauty is made that it's mutter. In other words, Ule says exactly the same thing that the second Lashon Yom Tov. But the Yom says that the Machlekes is Dapke Big Daily. So the Shem is Matter. But the Ktani in Libra of Shem and Asa. Mosi. Alright. So then the Gemara says, Ti Yufte Drabiyam Yerabat Yuh. This is what Tesis means. Now, let's call it a picture. The Masha Hoyam is full. The Amadlikim Kriya Diule, the Amadlikim Makhle is in Bikhtam, Ava Bidemi, the Rehaki Lose. So there was another Gilse. Not the Gilse that we have in our text. So, because in our text we have the Gilse, Makhleikes, but there's another girl, and that's the girl said to me, Mach Lakers, Tami, Abba Bidelli, Hakros, and even the Shimon. So this case says that girl is inexplicable because Bidelli is lawyer. It involves a great hardship to pick up a big table or a big bed. But Ktani is Epsha, so how can we say the daily should be more humble than Ktani? That would mean that Lo Epsha is more humble than Epsha. And that can't wait. The Kurish might be sure to say Lo Epsha, Mechad Epsha, the daily man Lo Epsha. Now the goal is to have a meeting. That's the years in our life. The Hainai Kalish and Basta Baroche, the Lesh of Maham Kram Kalish. But in Yerim, a mitzvah of Shabbat, so he discusses the old one, this Lochet Baruch, this is the Yerayim. So he mentions the Gilse. I will be feeling the Grihakulas. So it's not the hearsay that is rejected by everyone. I see the Yerayim accepts the hearsay. How can it be explained? They should be more humble than Kanktan. They should be more humble than Kanktan. And it's contrary to all the world. So, apparently, now, the yearly Shabbos that forbids, and I think also that could be the Shabbos, mentions the Shabbos of Shemim, that just as there is a near the case of the situation in the ice. Because we see from the Gemara that the situation is considered person in the ice. Because the situation is considered at least how much. So the Miri says, mentions the Shiz of Shemim, that there are two kinds of situations. One situation is person in the ice. The Miri that of course in Shabbos, people agree more. One situation is a situation where you are mishaven to do mitzvah number one, and that necessarily entails mitzvah number two. For example, you chop off the head of a tzibur. That necessarily entails the deadening of a tzibur. It's not most of the time when you chop off the head, so you kill the dacha. It's 100%. Not 99.99999, but 100%. So that's the situation, guys. Sometimes you do one act, and most of the time it entails another act, but it's 60%, it is not 100%. It's say 90%, but not 100%. Is that considered a situation now? So that is merely called horrible situation. That is merely called horrible situation. And that is also not. In order to be considered in Shabbat, I say it must be 100%. And in order to be also in the Rabbanon, even if it's wrong, it's wrong. I think that the Shittas HaRambam is also like that. The Miri mentioned it. The 10th line from the beginning of the Omer, Tzadikei Omdav, Shabbat. Tana Rabbanon, Hachelit, somebody moved sick out, they are Mechabits. What is Mechabit? So there are two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is, Hamami Hachelit became. So that means if he curdles a whole of the cable, I see Achille, Hanami, a whole of the cable. In other words, if he curdles cheese, so you use something as a curdling agent. So you use, let's say, the lining of the stomachs of the behemoth. So you put in the milk in the lining of the stomach of the behemoth, and then excess stabilizing agent, and that curdles the cheese. That's called the habits. gezwungen was in uns. Du nimmere, mich habe ins Eise, die mit mir gemein, die Nase nach Kopf gesehen, und mehr Cholof, schön, ins Jube, nicht viel gelesen. So, that's what happens. When the watery, when you separate the watery part of the milk from the fatty part of the milk, that's what happens. It's not our concern. Hamigabe, actually, Hamigabe means making cheese. Hamigabe making cheese. So how does the first Russian explain Mechabit in the sense of curly among the hollow of the table? So then it's Hamigabe itself. I don't understand. Well, anyway, Achille Vam Chabit Vam Higabe Higreis. So if he did it in the Shia of Higreis, it's right. Hamechabit v'amechabit. Mechabit means Hamechabit abayt. He sweeps the floor. Now it doesn't mean our floors. It's reference to Kappa floors, Kappa floors. So if he sweeps the Kappa floor, Hamechabit means he's in habit, means he takes it in and he sweeps the Kappa floor. Mechabit means he pours water in order to dispel the dust. To dispel the dust. So it's flat, he pours water on the carpet floor, so that dispels and dissipates the dust in the heart. So it's chayuchat. He's it, so it's more. He's it, beyond tef, Lake Arbor, give her a blessing. Come in here, Echoze, the Echoze, in the Elmish. So, what did he mean, Echoze, Echoze? Echo Chabez, I should explain it. Echo Chabez, the Echo Gyonte. So, it's only awesome level. Anyway, so, according to the blessing, if you sweep the carpet floor, it's a lot of ice. If you are Mechabit, you pour water in the carpet floor to dissipate the dust, it's in the lock of the rice, and according to what the lock is there, Hashpah Sadunis. According to Moses Hashem, there's another kind. But Moses Hashem explained it on the basis of Hashpah Sadunis. In other words, because in the carpet floor, there are all kinds of fleeting in the carpet floor. As a result of sweeping, so you fill up the cavities in the carpet floor. And as a result of pouring water, you also fill up the cavities in the carpet floor. So it's hashvayas agunim, so it's veinim. So, you know, so it's miloch and rice. So it's miloch and rice, according to them. And according to the hachomim, it involves only issues. Alright. Now, Boimini Baguri, Krav Nachman Baguri, Ikar Nadoi. He stopped talking Nadoi. Somebody looks a cow. Why is it high? Omo Mishim Chayim. Mechabit Mishimayim Chayim. Mechabit Mishimayim Chayim. So in other words, if somebody is, let's say, separates the watery part of the milk from the fatty part of the milk, why is it high and what's God? Omo Mishim Chayim. Migabu Mishimayim Chayim. Amru Mishmigabi. Amrulei, Rabcha Kapumar. Ose Shol Bimitrosh. Amrulei, Chilev Chayev Mishmutar. Farid is told that he dosh. Now what's dosh? Threshing the grain. So what happens? What do you do when you thresh the grain? You separate the xilis from the eichel. So here, when you move the cow, so you separate the mashke, not psalis. Milk is he's a mashkin, and the behemoth is an eichel. So it's a total of dosh. In other words, dosh manifests itself in two ways. One way is when you separate the psilas from the eichel. And the other is, the other form is when you separate the mashke from an eichel. Now the behemoth is an eichel. And the vosor is eichel. And the male is a mashke. So it's a total of dosh mifar. Mechabeitz, chayim shimbeir. When you separate the watery portion of the milk from the fat portion of the milk, so that's better, you select. Migabein, chayim shimbeir. When you make cheese, so then you are bein, you are built with something. So there's been a lot of fish. Hamechabeitz, hamechabeitz. The way the chalice bash, in other words, if you take out the honey from the beehives, so Shodan Shabbos Chayim Chatos, he's beyond the great Abba. Give it a blessing. Omar Rabbi Lozo, the Amir and my time with Rabbi Lezer and the Tane, you see my new points in Yaras and Vash, that's mentioned in connection with Yunus and Ben Shor. The Chimayi Yaris and Vash, or Lemel of my Yar, at least in Shabbos Chayim Chatos, of Chalis Vash, or even in Shabbos Chayim Chatos. In other words, it's like Mechubah. How is Vash? How the goose can still be cooked in the way. You draw out the honey from the beehives, so you have the same thing as English lambo. That's the other question. Anima, but that's not our concern. Anima shor zilcha bin chize. In other words, Anima was matir to pour water on the floors in the chuz. Zilcha le rabbis abayis. So there they couldn't be any melacha in all the shvei's agonis because the floors was the floor of Avon. But we could say since on the Kaga floor there is a shvei's agonis, so maybe we should give the Ritzpas Avon more to the Ritzpas Kaga. So Amina was mad. On my time in my own Avon, Dune also a shui gummies. Hoche leke gummies. You're not danger. Rode to spoil Ashkecha Rabine the Kommunistaya Mahab. And Shabbos, he was very much annoyed by the dust coming from the karka floor because in those days they had karka floors in their houses. The Amalei Marshishe prayed Rode Ashkecha the Ravashi becomes tired from the dust. Omalei, the Shabbalom, Aal, the Rodi Tanya, or Rachel Rabbits is basically Shabbos, maybe a Reva or Leo Mai, the Rechitz Pono Bizod Yezu, Yodel Bizod Yezu, Rago Bizod Yezu, the Nunsa Bais, Miss Rabbits Leo, it's a Rome, but it's Mutter in this case. In other words, he should bring a pail of water and wash his hands in one corner of the house and the pony in the other hand, some melee hagavuche, he'll pour water all over the house. So it's a moment, but still it's muta. So why don't you do it? Why do you have to suffer? Omale laboratory, tone, isha chachomo merabetzel kisri shabbos. A clever woman, so knows how to do it. In other words, so she pours water over one hand, you know, in one corner, over the other hand in another corner, then she washes her face. So one cheek in one a third corner and the other cheek in another corner. She knows how, in other words, even though it's a woman, but Chachom Roman. Then the Gemara concludes, the Yidne, the Sphere of Long Chirub Shimen, Shor Afiru Chachim. In other words, so we are allowed to be mirabeitz, without haromes, just for the sake of ribbons, to pour water all over the floor in order to dispel and dissipate the dust. So in other words, now we have machlekes hanoi, the pleasure and the chacham. The pleasure says if somebody is mirabeitz, he's chayav chatos. Because Vashvo is boots. the Chomse is not Haida. He's not Haida. It's just some Rabbanim, it's just some. But the Gemara is saying the Chachamim of the Braise, according with the view of Rabbi Yehuda, the Doroshim is Chavim Zosa. So maybe that's why we say it's just some Rabbanim. Mashiach Chayim, according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's put all Chachamim to be the Rabbis. Let's see the Rashi. Rabbi Shimon, Doroshim is Chavim Mutah. והמרבית הם נסחבים להדביק אופה פרדימו ולהשקיס הבייס אלה שלא יעל אופק אופק Let's see it his face. Hamechabed am rabbit. Him. Now, Koroch Meire, do you have a psikreish? Mechabed am rabbit. She yash rabbit. The psikreish, if it is a psikreish, that is a result of pouring water on the karka floor, so then it will definitely be mashke gumeis. So the psikreish is made it. And why do the Gemara say, made it, the call of the psikreish is not a psikreish? Die Zikreiche Rishal kam auf Himmel Chathira und mit der Abschirm Zikreiche und Yomus. Für Chidu Lahabu Zikreiche am Main Mechai und Reza Chathos. Why? Reza agrees with Rabbide, even the Chachonim agree with Rabbide. But, according to most Rishayim, the Gimore in Yume says that even Rab Shimon, Rabbide, who says Dovash Mishab Mizosa, in Allah Terekul Yishai, which is Yinozia, he will be hated from Paschus, his hair, and pluck out hair to the Chaim Malkus, but on Shabbos he's potter, because Melech Machshemes was there. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say that he's Chai Lachatos? When he sweeps the carpet floor, or he pours water on the carpet floor, at all it's not a psikreishen, because if it would be a psikreishen, so you would have Shimon with Asa. וחילים להם שחרי שהמיים חייב הרבה לחת ושומת זה קוראים לה אמונה כביציר והשושיוס לדובר שמסחה מנותה ורבידה מנתיר להם לחמשלס I mentioned that you know I don't want to go over it because it will take too much time but there are two gersoys in that you know according to one gersay Rabbi Yehuda he holds the דובר שמסחה ומסחה ידים by Shabbos ישראל ובאו בציפיישה and you know, in other words, if somebody will walk on grass and pluck out grass, so the chayav hatos. But according to most Rishonim here say, so by Shabbos the Rabbi Yehuda will be made it that with rice it's not asher, it's not the chayav, because melechas machshavos is the chayav. The dovash in Yisrael is not melechas machshavos, but in kol atzerikol Yisrael, v'yesh leima v'bhotu. The Rabbi Eliezer. So the question is, Tesis here say is like most Rishonim. The tribute is made by Shabbos, the Doroshim is Chavi. If there is no Psychreishe, so it's Potter. So why is the Chai Lachatos from the Chabit and Rabbit? It's no Psychreishe. If there had been Psychreishe, Rav Shimon would be made in Tosk. The Yesh Reima, the Bhopri. The Rav Lezer saw the Chavi Psychreishe. The Rabon and Sabre, the Loya. The Loya. The Ho, the Omar, the Oidne, the Sirlech, Rav Shimon, שואל לכתחילה אחות אבי אפשר לסוב הרב שימן דהב בפסיכרישה מכל מקים השעה סובה כרבונו זה לא יעב בפסיכרישה הוא כך שואל לכתחילה כי בניקה אם לא יפשי so what does this say? מחלקת שיתים הבלזר לחכום now הבלזר לחכום הוא בואו לגבי לדרב יהודי because according to רב שימן so it's not a לכתחילה but so לחכום הוא מאוד שיגבי לדרב יהודי and Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and he says, he's chai v'chatos when it's mechabit merapis, if he sweeps the karka floor or the floor of the water. And how many they agree with him today, and they say it's only a Sadrama. But Chayav Chav is not, because it's not in Lachs Machshavos. It's not Lachs Machshavos. And we, in that Machleik, so it's a Machleik is whether it's his execration or it's not execration. Or it's not execration. So, but we pass in like a Shinel, and we also pass in like a Chomin that he does not involve execration. So maybe it's Mutea, the Chachim. But what's the Chachim? Chachim is in Tzias. So I think that the Gital says here that the Machlekes, I think it's a very sharp case, I think the Gital says, so that the Machlekes between Abdelazan and Chachonim is the Machlekes in the, not the Machlekes in the Tzias. What is the Mitzias? The Mitzias is that when you sweep or you pour water, on the Karka floor, so most of the time you are mashed with it. But it's not 100%. It's not like chopping off the head of a chicken. There it's 100%, not 99.99999. But here, it's most of the time 60%. Let's say it's 1%. I can be generous. I mean, not have to say 60%. But most of the time, it will be mashed with it. So that's the machleikis between the Gittalsis. There's the machlekes between Ablezer and Chachom. They both agree with Rabbi Yudin. The Dovashim is Chavim is also. But the Aise is Potter. It's not also. Because it's not Lachs Machshavos. But in the case of Sitra Ishe, so it's also the Aise. So the Ablezer holds that if most of the time we can play the Moloche, it's considered psychration in the eyes, it's considered psychration. And Chachon say, psychration only means the time of the film, not the thing.